Learning the Tshuvot of Rav Avadi Yosef, we're in Yechavadat, Chelek Aleph, we're in Siman Yud. Siman Yud is another on Pesach question. The question is, Ugot shel Masa Shira. They have cookies that are Masa Shira. We'll define what that is in a moment. The Sfaradim eat on Pesach. If you own a store, can you sell them generally to the Ashkenazim also? What are your responsibilities? So what's the deal, first of all, with what is Masa Shira? And then, what's the status of it, Klepe Ashkenazim? And thirdly, can you sell it to them? So what is Masa Shira? So Masa Shira means as follows. You took flour. We don't do this. What we do usually is you take matzah meal or kemach matzah. Once you have matzah and you grind it back, you can do whatever you want with it. It can become, cannot become chametz again. That is not what we are talking about. We are talking about taking flour, actual flour, and baking with it on Pesach. Like, what do you mean? Become chametz. So the Gemara says, no, b'gemara p'sachim, amar yishlakesh, isas nilusha b'yayin v'shem nudvash, en chayavim al-chimutza karet, mishum da'av u'mei perot en machmitzim. If you mix the flour with water, it makes chametz. But if you mix the flour with what we call mei perot means juice, or oil, or eggs, anything but water, the Gemara says, en chayavim al-chimutza karet, it doesn't become chametz. No, pure juice. Not concentrate. Regular juice. You squeeze an orange. Not the one you buy in public that's from concentrate. Real juice, or oil, or eggs. Not a chametz. That, why? Mei peirot en machmitzim. Mei peirot cannot create chametz. The challenge is that the Gemara, the next page, that's Lamed Hey Amud Aleph, in Pesachim, second paragraph. Lamed Vav Amud Aleph says, Ein lashin bepesach, v'yayin v'shemen u'dvash. You don't make a dough with flour and oil or honey. Why? V'im lash, and if you did, Rabbi Gamliel omer, tisarep ha-chachamim urum ya'achel. Machlokes, is it chametz or not? Chachamim say you can eat it, but you shouldn't do it. So, wait a minute, hold on. If it doesn't make chametz, so why does the next Gemara say don't do it? If it's chametz, so I understand don't do it. But the first Gemara said, it's not chametz. The second Gemara said, yeah, but don't do it. So what is exactly going on? Rashi says, no, you got to read the Gemara carefully. The first Gemara didn't say, it's not chametz, eat it. It's ein chayavim al chimutza karet. You thought, I thought, there was one, chametz or not chametz, leave me alone. No. Rashi, based on another Gemara, introduces another concept. There's chametz gamur, flour and water, which are chayav karet, if you eat on Pesach. There's also something called chametz nukshe. Chametz nukshe, nun vav kuf shin hei, is an older type of chametz. It's a little bit of a different type of a chametz. It's not exactly chametz, but it's close enough. You're not chayav karet. You only chayav alav. There are different levels of prohibition. It's on the lower level of prohibition, but it's still prohibited. So the first Gemara says, you're not chayav karet. The second Gemara says, don't do it. It becomes chametz nukshe, so don't eat it. That's the first way to answer this question. The Gemara seems to contradict itself. One place it says it's not chametz. One place it says don't do it. He says, no, it's not chametz gamur. It's chametz nukse, so don't eat it. It's not karet, but don't eat it. Tosfot says, I don't know, you're talking about Rashi. That's wrong. Mei peirot, they hold ein machmitzin. Mei peirot cannot create chametz. Flour with juice, pure juice, cannot create chametz. Flour with oil, no chametz. Okay, so what's about the second Gemara said, don't do it? The second Gemara said, don't do it, it means if you did two things, what we normally do during the rest of the year. You put water and eggs. You put both. Right, you make some people put eggs in a dough, or you put oil and water. You have both. Now it's even worse. It's worse than just water on its own. Water on its own, we know, you leave it water and flour for 18 minutes, it becomes chametz. You put water and juice. Now it's even meheret lachmitz, and now it's even worse. That's real chametz. That tisaref miyad, Rami Gamliel says, that can become chametz immediately. That you shouldn't do. But if it's just made perot. Mei peirot alone, just juice, not a problem at all. Big machloket and rishonim, who holds like what? The Shulchan Aruch is black on white. Shulchan Aruch says, mei peirot ein machmitzin, does not become chametz. You could take juice, pure juice, not water, pure juice, or oil, or honey, and mix it with flour on Pesach. Don't do this. But in theory, if you did, you could bake with it, not a problem, not chametz. Now the Rama says, the Rama adds on, he's based on Rashi, he says, no. B'mdinot Ashkenaz, ein nohagin lalush me'mei peirot. They don't do it. Why? Because they're concerned with Rashi's opinion. Rashi said, it's chamit nukse. It's chamit nukse. You shouldn't do it. However, unless it's for a chole or a child, he says, look, in the end of the day, even the Ramah, the Ashkenazim, are going to follow Tosafot. It's not really chametz. But they say we're concerned with Rashi's opinion. Rashi says it's chametz nukse, and therefore, they don't eat it. And so you have these products. What are they? Egg masa. Egg masa, right, is just eggs and flour. That's what we call masa shira. That's Haredim eat, Ashkenazim don't. They're cookies. There's a bakery in Israel, Papashado. They make masa shira cookies. There's no water. It's flour and juice and oil. No water at all. That's called masa shira. Sfaradim are permitted to eat it. There's no chametz. Now, some people want to be careful because maybe there's water. Maybe they're concerned about the water. But if it's, in theory at least, not a problem. It's just flour and juice. It's fine.
All the commercial juice have water in there.
So, correct. See, not commercial juice. It has to be pure or oil.
So, you tell me papashado
is... Yeah, no, they don't. What they use is applesauce. They don't use juice. They use applesauce.
Isn't the apple...
No. They're using, that's what they get hechser. They're not using this juice that we regularly drink. They usually use apple sauce, not apple juice, because the juice is water.
There's a lot of problems.
So there's a concern, what about water? But fine, in fear it's not a problem. So, so not the, they get a different form than we do. Okay.
No,
if you add water at all, it can become chametz.
Like, let's say coffee, all the middle of water.
No, but it's not flour.
I know, but you take the coffee, let's say, use that as the liquid.
No. Once it's water-based, it's a problem. Anything water-based, it has to be directly juice. So the commercial juice has water in it. So it's not. Either they use applesauce, they get around it. They deal with it. But it shouldn't be a problem. Now, the question is fine. So Sfaradim eat it, Ashkenazim don't. So this is fascinating. They ask the question. Let's say I'm machmir on something and go to your house and you're not. Can I eat in your house? The assumption is absolutely. You would never do such a thing. A Yehudi would never do that. If you know I can't eat something, you would never in your life give me something I'm not allowed to eat. The assumption is so strong, of course I'm allowed to eat, because nobody in their right mind would ever serve me something that I can't eat, and therefore there are all these questions in halacha. What about someone who doesn't eat this, and someone who doesn't eat this? Can I eat by somebody else's house? Of course, everybody writes. No one in their right mind would ever be machshil another Jew. No one would ever try to set me up. No, you can't eat it, but I would never serve it to you. I know Ellie doesn't eat rice on Pesach. Of course I'm not going to, if I invite you for Pesach, I'm not going to hide the rice and things because I would never do that to you. Now the challenge is that true nowadays?
But the whole family eats the rice. You're going to serve to the whole family, but what about
him? I'll serve him separate. I would never serve him. No. No, Eliana, no. The assumption's like this. The assumption's like this. Am I going to trick you?
No.
Of course not. I would never... That's the assumption. So, meaning... That's fine. That's not a problem. But I'm not going to trick you. Meaning, there are two sets of cookies. There are the cookies which have matashira and the regular cookies. I would never put matashira cookies out for an Ashkenazi. Maybe he will, because I'll trick him. Now, the challenge is that's the assumption in the halacha. The question is that true nowadays? Yesh ladun if that's true nowadays. There's a lot of ignorance nowadays, particularly. Let's be honest. The Ashkenazim have no idea what we do eat, what we don't eat. They will serve us things that they have. So that's the problem. But fine. But the assumption is what? The assumption is. Never. They're not allowed to sell. Of course there is. The number one issue. Basar Beit Yosef. The basar says kasher. It's the biggest michshol ever. It's the biggest michshol. They write basar is glot. Glot means smooth. It's a joke. It's not. We cannot eat it. They've sold basar that says kasher. It's not. They're not allowed to sell that to me. They have to label it as for Ashkenazim. They don't care. Now it's a little bit better. But now it's a little bit better. But it's wrong. No, not a kol bet yosef. No. No, it's not. It's a higher rate, higher level, but not everything here is from Uruguay. Some of it's from Iowa. Okay, lumsen it. Fine. It's from Uruguay. Uruguay is a country. So it's fascinating. The farther you go south, the more bit yosef the meat is. It's always been true. I don't know why. But that's the classic example. The kids are like this. So what about the Ashkenazim? So you're not allowed to sell, you should not be allowed to give Masa Shira cookies to Ashkenazi. I just want to finish this. You should not be allowed to sell Masa Shira cookies to Ashkenazi. I can't trip him up. So he says, what do? You put up a sign. You put up a sign, these cookies contain, you know, I'm the store. I'm not going to feed it to him. If I feed it to him, he's going to sue. If I give it to Ashkenazi and I feed it to him, he's going to assume it's okay. Because why else are you giving it to me? But in the store, I put up a sign, tell him this is Masa Shira, and therefore, I've done what I have to do. So let's say I'm the kupai. I'm the cashier. And this guy is Ashkenazi from the Ashkenazim. He's clearly Ashkenazi. He comes in speaking Yiddish, the whole thing. And he's at the kupai speaking in Yiddish. So I know he's Ashkenazi. I mean, I know some Taimanim speak Yiddish too. But Lefi Ayinai. You can tell he's Ashkenazi. And he's buying these Masa Shira cookies. He saw the sign. He's buying them anyway. That's not a problem.
Absolutely.
No, so that's a problem. But the reason that it's not a problem is, once I made him aware, there's an assumption that if he's buying it, he's buying it for a permissible purpose. Maybe he's having Sephardi guests. Maybe he's giving it a gift to Sephardim. Maybe he has cholim at home. Once, if I don't make him aware, that's a problem. Rav Avadia said, right, once you make him aware that these are Masa Shira and he wants to buy them, that's not a problem at all. We're talin and la'akil. We assume that he's using them for permissible purpose. He knows. He's still doing it. We have the right to assume he's using it for permissible purpose. He wants to give a gift to his Friday neighbor. Why not? Why not? It's a beautiful thing. I don't have to ask him what he's doing with it. Correct. So once they're aware of it... No, they got to convert before. You want to convert, you got all the 40 days of slichot. All or nothing.
75% of Ashkenazi eat kitniot in
Pesach. Okay, so that's wrong. That's wrong. Okay, but can I sell them the kitniot on Pesach? Same question. If I sell kitniot on Pesach in my store, I have to put up a sign. These are kitniot, not allowed for Ashkenazim. If an Ashkenazi guy comes to the cashier with kitniot, I can let him buy it. He saw the sign, he bought it anyway, I can assume that he's using it for a permissible purpose. Now Gil is saying, but I have data that shows that maybe he's not. Rav Avadia doesn't deal with that question. It would change the issue maybe. We'll have to discuss maybe another time.